I'm Bob.
And I'm Bill.
And I'm special guest Eric.
And I can't wait to get my hands on Subterranean Beast Sisters.
And despite that, this is still a better show. But it's not me, it's you. What you're turning into is some kind of something that I never knew. You used to be okay, and I like you that way. But I don't think that I like you better. No, I don't think that I like you better. Hey guys, long time no talk for one of you.
Yeah.
What?
Working out playing Star Wars earlier today.
Oh yeah. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So we brought in an Eric, who
oh man,
a bunch
that
of you probably from our
Eric.
Other hit show Perpetual New Machine.
All right. Well, that one.
I like how we defined it as hit.
It's all relative, okay?
That's but now I'm on a better show. Which
this
is
a
more
better show.
Hit? Question no. mark.
Okay,
sure,
so
yeah.
As of
but
right
proud
now,
here.
There is one episode of this show out there in the internet, and it was recorded at least a year and a half ago.
Yes.
And I am just now finishing editing together the Lost Episode 2, which was recorded December of 2011.
But... Come on, Bill. If you make it less fair, it's going to totally defeat the entire inflated value
yes.
thing you've got going.
Let's inflate the value of this program.
If there's only one, that makes it the best one.
It's true. It's true. That's the one where we play six clicks to Jimmy Neutron on Wikipedia, which that was not a train wreck at all.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
six clicks to Jimmy Neutron was
to be considered my best one comment.
We're never doing that again.
What?
We're never doing that again, Bob.
All right, fine.
I don't care if that's a point of contention. I need to make a stand. So.
And what a stand you've made.
So this episode has been like 7 or 8 months in the making, because last summer we were just like, we should have Eric and Sid as guests on a better show so we can introduce them to the world, because they are now the newest members of the Ambetter family, because they're co-hosts with me on Perpetual New Machine, which I guess we should also have Andy Aronson on at some point, too. But that's probably a better fit for a different program I might do with Brian. But so that's how good we are at getting together on the same recording.
Yeah, we are.
We just now got this to happen. So... Eric, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, I'm one of the co-hosts on our other andbetter.org show called Perpetual Noob Machine, where we play a free-to-play online game every month, a different one every month, so we never get anywhere in any of them.
Yep.
And,
because that would make me sad if we...
Oh, God.
Got it.
Yeah. Jesus, if we actually invested time into those.
Yeah.
So you can go listen to our antics on that. They are occasionally funny. And so ever since I've started doing that, Bill has wanted me to get on this show, but they haven't done any since I started co-hosting PNM. So this is the first one, and I'm proud to be here. Oh, and by the way, I met Bill on the Jonathan Colton Cruise thing. We became fast friends through many, many, many drinks. And
we really want to go fast, in fact.
Oh, God, we went so
fast. We
wanted
nothing else in the world but to go fast.
Yes, I was special guest Eric along with our friend John, who's also been tagging along in our online adventures.
John is most awesome person of the year,
yes.
2012.
Yes. So most awesome person 2012, and then this guy. So hello, everybody.
But to answer Bob's question... yes, we did go fast.
How fast did you go?
We went as fast as humanly possible.
We
literally went to the top floor of the boat.
Too
and
fast.
Raced.
You went to the top floor of the boat and what?
Raced.
Yep.
Sweet.
And we collapsed before we finished a lap. Directly above people that were sitting quietly and enjoying themselves, which we found out at dinner that night when Tyler was just like, "That noise was you?" Which, that was a good moment.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, yeah, we brought Eric on, because he's one of the video game people. And video games are pretty neat. We talk about them a bunch. And I had decided that it would be fun to talk about the best and, let's say, worst games that we played in 2012.
Okay.
They don't have to be new as of 2012, because that limits Bob pretty quick. But that is how Eric and Bob first met, playing a bunch of Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, I was about to say, didn't Mass Effect 3 come out in 2012?
Yep, early 2012.
So that's the best game I've played with Bob.
This is a good game.
It's a great game.
You're both playing Old Republic. You've just yet to play with each other.
Exactly. Man,
Bob's Bob's yet another Sith warrior. He's the opposite of yours.
Which
we will talk about quite a bit in January's episode of Perpetual New Machines. So
yeah, maybe I should be around for that.
No.
Maybe I'll actually play with you guys.
Yeah, you should play with us and send in a voicemail. I request that right now.
One of the
prizes, Bob, is Best Grizzled War Story. So you can win a prize off of that. I want somebody to fucking enter that contest. But enough talking about that show. Let's talk about what games we played.
Oh man.
Mass Effect 3.
We played Mass Effect 3 a bunch. That game's got a hell of a multiplayer.
I kind of want to play it again. Honestly, I was thinking about playing that the other day.
Yeah. That'd be a game.
Yeah, sure. They've got all those new classes. Let's see. Games I played 2012.
Obviously Borderlands 2.
Yeah, obviously Borderlands 2 is the best game ever. So that's hands down. But I didn't really play any of that. So.
Yeah. Bob finally got to play that a few weeks ago at my place.
Oh, nice.
Bullet Dragon.
I was a Bullet Dragon.
Yes.
You didn't know that was a thing, but turns out it is.
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad that it's a thing. It'd be worse if it wasn't a thing.
His elemental breath is bullets.
It's bullets.
Nice.
Dragon who breathes bullets.
Yeah, I support this.
In the people that I kill. With the bullets.
Nice. Yeah,
pretty
bullets.
Tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you latched onto that quick. That was a fun afternoon.
It was. Bullet dragons are sweet. My favorite kind of dragon.
They're pretty good. If we play Pathfinder, is one going to show up, Bob?
Yeah, probably.
All right, sweet.
I haven't really thought about it until just now, but yes. Yes.
Sweet.
I really want to play Pathfinder even more than I did before.
There we go. All
right.
I'm an enabler.
Yep.
So is Pathfinder the best game you played in 2012?
I didn't play any of it in 2012.
Oh.
I believe that.
Man, we are so off the mark already. This is just a phenomenal
I'm going to play some tomorrow,
to come.
There we go.
I'm going to play some tomorrow.
There we go. Okay. We can talk more about it next year, then.
Hooray. off to a rockin' start.
Yeah.
And Bob better show, or the better show 2013.
Yeah, the 2013 app.
You know there's not going to be another one of these this year. I mean, come on. Who are we fooling?
I'm going to try. I could sit on the show. But Bob, you and I have been playing a bunch of Pokemon Emerald.
Yeah, we have.
God, why?
Why not? I got it on tablet, so I can play with the touchscreen controls on a really big screen.
Well, first I played through all of Pokemon Leaf Green.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I want to play more Pokemon, and I didn't really want to play the same game again. So.
And then I mentioned that I had just started playing Emerald, and you were just like, all right, don't play
Emerald. So I started playing Emerald.
I got a Torch named Detective.
Detective? Fantastic.
Detective. Which is just excellent because in my mind, I murdered an NPC pretty early on in the game. So we got a Death Note situation going
this
on.
This got dark quick.
Yeah. So I also have a Pokemon named A Witness and nice. Ace Brainly. Yeah, I'm probably going to reuse that as a name on a future PNM. I'm going to be real honest. I really like that name.
Ace Brainly is a pretty good name.
It's pretty good.
Good on you.
Probably my most exciting Pokemon is a Sharpedo by the name of Big Slamu.
It's pretty Jawsome.
It is incredibly Jawsome.
See, 100% of the fun of Pokemon is naming your stuff ridiculous names and then screaming obscenities at these cute little monsters.
It's true.
That's about it. That's what you
this got me. Really weird really quickly.
Yes, it did.
What? Oh, dude, I'm not going
to lie
to you.
Welcome to any conversation between Bob and I.
Pokemon is, like, it's pretty awesome. Like,
it's okay.
Nah, it's
I'm not going to mark it up as the best game that I played in 2012.
Well,
so why are we still talking about it? Because it seems like we've entirely missed the point of this entire thing.
Because we're trying to just strike
some common ground. Why are you trying to re-rail our derailed train?
How about I strike some common ground and go for the worst?
Okay, let's start with there. And we'll work our way up.
I don't know if it's strictly the worst, but it's the biggest buyer's remorse of 2012.
God.
We all own Diablo 3.
Oh,
yeah, we do.
Yep.
I didn't actually pay for it, though, so.
Freaking awful.
That game was super fun, and then you finished it, and then everybody's just like, all right, let's do that again, only we'll make it harder. And
yeah.
You're just like, do you see anything new?
Harder.
No, it's just more frustrating.
Yeah.
I didn't even play it all the way through to the end.
As you shouldn't, because it was really bad.
Don't really bother.
I actually don't think I made it through the first act.
That's good.
I believe that.
I remember throwing bombs that turned into spiders, and that was cool for like half an hour.
There were jars. There were jars full of spiders.
Jar bombs full of spiders.
That was a lot of fun for multiplayer because it just frustrated the shit out of everybody you were playing with because they just wanted to kill the spiders.
Yep.
That I can appreciate.
God, if we ever want to kill the spiders. My worst part about that game, though, was that everything was designed to, and I knew this going in, like, I think everyone really did, it was all designed to support their idea of the real auction.
The real money trading house.
Which is just the dumbest idea.
I know a ton of people that bought the game because they figured they were going to make their money back on the auction house, and fuck if they weren't wrong. Yeah, I didn't make it.
There were probably some people that did, but I mean,
yeah.
What's
I know
what's,
there's a few people that made a few a few hundred bucks.
Yeah,
like, cool.
What is,
was that is, worth your time?
Yeah, what really?
I have a job
of the game. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna buy this game so I can work to make my money back, or I'm gonna buy this game because I'm going to enjoy playing it.
I'm gonna go be a Chinese gold farmer.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna pan out.
Yep, that's my lot in life. I really love that. So, yeah.
And then not too long after that came out, we started playing what's probably my pick for the best game of 2012. We fucking started up on Guild Wars 2.
Guild Wars 2 is pretty dang good.
It's so goddamn good.
So, I mean, Guild Wars 2 does what MMOs should have done a long time ago. It's finally moves past that whole EverQuest, World of Warcraft kind of game design philosophy and decides
clicking on
to actually propel that forward. It's like, okay, what does the sequel to this kind of game actually look like? So it excelled in doing the public events, which are just these big events that work to just draw everyone in the area to this one part of the map, and then everyone's just instantly fighting with each other.
Yeah, they don't punish you for helping a stranger.
Oh, that's the perfect. Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah. Like, Guild Wars 2 to other MMOs is what Final Fantasy Tactics is to most console RPGs to me. Like, you just play it, and it just steadily ruins everything.
Yes. I mean,
because it just does everything you want.
We're playing Star Wars right now for B&M, and I used to like playing Star Wars quite a bit. When I
still enjoy it quite a bit. There's a couple things about Star Wars that I could see added to Guild Wars 2 and be completely happy with it. Like having the orange gear that has a consistent look
that
you just mod, and having the companions is great. Like, but if we're going to compare features that I wish were in X, Guild Wars 2 is just going to lord over everything.
Absolutely.
The thing that really pissed me off about Star Wars was that I was playing the free-to-play version, and Bill was not. So there are things that, like...
Yeah, about that.
Like,
that topic is going
to be... He just leveled up faster than me, and then he just could run, and I couldn't.
Yep. Yeah, That's going to be a huge point.
Yeah, we're
going to
spend at least
P&M
half an hour talking
on that.
About free-to-play versus subscriber on Old Republic.
Oh, yeah, we are. But
a lot going on there.
Yeah, but Guild Wars 2 is also, it's non-prescription, or prescription,
yeah,
non-subscription-based, and yet they don't do any of that annoying stuff. Like, they run with the League of Legends philosophy of doing microtransactions, where the microtransactions help, and they're very convenient, but they don't inconvenience you for not having them. You know,
and
whereas
most things you can buy with the microtransactions can be posted on the in-game currency auction house, and you can trade in-game currency for real money currency.
It's
much like in Spiral Knights.
Yeah, it's so far, like, I personally haven't decided to buy gems just because I'm not at a level of the in the game where a lot of the cosmetic stuff really affects me. I think one of the things they could do to actually help make their microtransactions more appealing is actually to offer cosmetic upgrades that I'd want. Like, if you actually look inside there, hey, look at all the cool gear
you could
buy.
Be a chef!
Yeah, you could be a chef! You can get aviator sunglasses! I'm like, this doesn't help.
Here's the thing. Aviator sunglasses on Professor Murderfist.
That would be nice.
That'd be hot.
Yeah. So
I'm getting close to being real tempted to drop in $10 and buy another character slot. So I kind of want to play around with an elementalist that doesn't only cast fire spells.
I don't understand why you just don't beat your char character on that one, because we're not going to really play with him anymore.
No, we're not. But I'm just amused that he's there.
That's true. It is amused. So, we've talked about two games so far. I'm going to talk about the second worst game of 2012, which, for me, was Assassin's Creed 3.
I'm so glad I didn't pay money for that.
Talk about buyer's remorse. That game I bought. I paid $60 for on the PS3. I actually played it for about 10 hours, because that's how long it takes before you actually get control of a character that's the character of the game.
Yeah, no, I'm about that far in.
The worst part is, for the first 10 hours, you're playing as a character that's actually really cool, and then you get the character you're supposed to actually like, and he's awful. He's just terrifyingly bad, and you're like, I know that guy I was playing, and spoiler alert right here, skip forward about 30 seconds if you don't want to hear it. The guy you play in the beginning of the game turns out to be the bad guy, and the bad guy's way cooler than every other character in the entire game.
Gasp.
Sorry. I know you want your villain to be cool, and if you want
the stories in these games are shit anyway, so whatever.
I actually liked Assassin's Creed 2's story. Like, I liked Ezio. And especially Revelations, they did a lot of cool character stuff with Ezio. I actually enjoyed playing that game.
Alright.
But I don't like Borderlands 2. Great example of making a really cool villain that everyone likes to hate.
Yeah, Handsome Jack is a villain of the ever.
Yeah, so good.
That guy is fantastic.
And even then, like, the Assassin's Creed 3 villain, not as cool as Handsome Jack, but still, the only reason the cool villain works in Borderlands 2 is because the heroes are cool, too. You have to have both. And that game has none, and they totally ruined, like, all the mechanics from Assassin's Creed 2 and its two semi-sequels. So that game, I hate paying $60 for you. I hate looking at you on my shelf. I wish you didn't exist. Screw you, Ubisoft.
I was gonna say something about how, yeah, but it's the best game where you can jump out of a tree and aerial assassinate a deer. But I own Far Cry 3.
Yeah.
So that's not even true.
It's just the second best game of 2012, in my opinion, because
it's
that
really
game
good.
Is amazing.
I haven't had time to play. I was going to rent it and try it out, but I haven't had time.
Yeah. You need to get on that, Bob.
So it's really funny.
It's probably not going to happen because classes start up again tomorrow. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Here's something that would excite Bob. I keep seeing like screenshots and videos of people really wanting to do a Jurassic Park mod for that.
Oh,
and I am 100% in.
Hell
yeah. I'm in.
That sounds awesome.
It's so fucking
love Jurassic Park.
The hunting in that game is awesome, and if I can hunt a T-Rex with those mechanics,
mm-hmm.
sign me up. I'm in. Yep. I want to be there right now.
Yeah, I find it very fun that both of those games were...
I heard a joke.
Wow, okay. Is this thing on mute?
What?
Huh? I heard something on you being rude. Anyway, please continue.
So anyways, why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
I don't know.
Because the pee is silent.
That's so stupid.
I know it is, isn't it? It's fucking great.
It's fucking stupid.
So after that little aside, what's really funny is that both of those games, both Assassin's Creed 3 and Far Cry 3, developed by internal studios at Ubisoft simultaneously.
Yeah.
Both of them have a lot of similar themes. You know, nature, assassinating, jumping off of high things onto people and stabbing them in the neck. But Far Cry 3 is amazing. Yeah. And Assassin's Creed 3 is terrible. And I'm just looking at Ubisoft and looking at those two franchises and going, which... I mean, Assassin's Creed has been their moneymaker for the past, like, 5 years. And Far Cry 2 kind of tanked.
I'm going to be honest with you. I played, like, Assassin's Creed 1, and about halfway through I was like, oh... Every mission is exactly like the mission before it.
Yep.
And then I quit playing it, and then I never played another
Assassin's Creed. Yeah, Assassin's Creed 1 made me rage quit the entire series. I only played 3 because it was a particularly slow Saturday.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 2 and its two semi-sequels, actually fantastic, because they went further with the actually excellent mechanics, in my opinion, of Assassin's Creed 1, and actually designed a game around them. Whereas Assassin's Creed...
I have the option of playing those at any time for free, because my roommate has them, but every time I would look at them on the shelf, I'd go, you know what? I own The Saboteur, and I could just play that.
And
that game is sweet.
Wrong, because that game was... Anyway, I didn't play
it. That game was awful.
I didn't finish it myself, but I have sat through a half dozen... almost full day play sessions of watching Brian dick around in that game. Brian is so much fun to watch in a sandbox game that I am giving him a copy of Saints Row 3 just so I can play that online with him.
So have you ever seen or played Assassin's Creed 2 or its two variations?
I have not bothered with it. I have seen some of the stuff. I understand a lot of people really like Ezio, but that's about it.
If you played Assassin's Creed 3, or if you like The Saboteur, you would really like the second series of Assassin's Creed games. They're quite good. But anyway, what really makes me wonder about both Assassin's Creed 3 and Far Cry 3 is it seems like Ubisoft put its A-team on the series that's not guaranteed to make them money, which just makes no sense.
I was on Twitter the day that... Justin McElroy of Polygon and My Brother and Me started playing Far Cry 3, and it was just a constant stream of, hey, Ubisoft, why did you put all your good people on this one, apparently? Why does this have all your tender love and care?
I'm happy it does, because that game is fantastic, except the story does get a little great white hope at the end, which is a little weird. You know,
every bug I find in Assassin's Creed 3 is a bug that I'm surprised isn't in Far Cry 3.
I mean, they're different engines, so...
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 3 team, they made a big deal about, well, we had to do all this stuff to the Anvil engine, and we barely fit it on modern consoles, and it looks like utter trash. Like, it looks horrendous. It plays terribly. It's buggy. It's slow. It drops frames all over the place.
And then stuck in one of the early missions where you're still the first guy,
yeah.
Because you're supposed to sneak around and not get caught in this British camp, and the assassinate button wouldn't work.
Oh yeah, that's better.
It'd light up. I'd hit the X button. I'd calmly walk around the corner and pop the guy in the face, and then I'd get arrested every time. Every time.
The Unia engine, which is. Which is the engine they built Far Cry 3 on, is just completely new. Or maybe that is the engine that they built Far Cry 2 on, and they've just updated. Looks beautiful, runs well on consoles, runs extremely well on the PC, and I think I found a couple of bugs in it so far, and they were very, very minor. I can't even really remember the details. I think one where I couldn't get my weapons to switch until I went back into the menu, and then it was fixed. Okay. And then it crashed on me once, which is perfectly okay for a PC game. That happens. Yeah. But yeah, seriously, Ubisoft. Thanks, but really?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about Far Cry 3. We tried for an extended period of time to try to play some co-op once, but that's more Uplay than Far Cry's fault.
Yeah, Uplay.
It just sent you into an immediate frothing rage. Like,
oh, it did.
Zero to insanity.
And I played the game, and I jumped onto a pirate, stabbing him, and then went up and stabbed his buddy, and then threw that guy's knife into a third buddy, and then pulled out an arrow coated with fire and set another guy on fire. And you know what? Rage subsided.
Yep, that works. Now, can I talk about the worst game of 2012 that I didn't play?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Because my roommate got COD Blops 2 yesterday.
Oh, God.
Now what?
Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
The COD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Here's how I know it's the worst. And this is going to be a story spoiler, but if you care about a spoiler in Call of Duty, I don't want you listening to our shows.
On the planet.
Yeah. But he's just like, yeah, it's pretty cool. At the end of the game, instead of this crazy fight until you die sequence, it's like the band Avenged Sevenfold, except the band members are your characters. And I was just like, you know what? Stop talking right now. I now have a reason to never, ever play a Call of Duty game ever again for the rest of my life.
Was that Ben? Was that really?
Yeah. He's like, why? No, it's pretty funny. I'm like, I don't care.
No, that's not funny. That's sad.
It's strictly terrible. The worst combination of things I could possibly think of.
Yeah.
It involves the worst band of all time. They're so bad.
So what actually happened in the game that makes you think it's the worst game? I mean, I already know
that
one thing, really.
Well, like, there's no point in playing it either.
No, like, there really isn't.
If you want to pick up another Call of Duty game, the single player is always trash.
Oh yeah,
like,
oh absolutely.
The last time I played a single player Call of Duty was Modern Warfare 2, and it was just the most painstaking, mind numbing thing I've ever seen. It's the worst story I've ever seen in a video game, and I played Final Fantasy 13 2 yesterday. Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. But,
I didn't actually get that game, the Final Fantasy 13. It was so boring.
13 was alright. It was fun to
play. So boring.
I didn't play it in 2012, but,
I spent $30 on 13-2, and I do not regret it.
Yeah.
That game is to video games what the Flaming Lip album.
The most terrible game of 2012, because that game is the most terrible game of any year. So that gets my vote. That'll get my vote for every year. I played 30 hours of that game. And that's why I hate it so much, because I kept being told by my friends, it gets better. It gets better. No.
It doesn't get better.
It doesn't.
It gets the same.
It doesn't get better. I did
sit over a day of my life on that game.
I finished that game, and I could hardly tell you what it's about. 13-2 has that in spades. I literally don't know what it's about, but it's a really fun game.
No.
And there's a lot of really cool set pieces in it.
No.
And there's some features that I like. The story, if you go in there expecting to enjoy the story, you're going to be very confused. If you go in there knowing that you're not going to be able to make sense of it at all and can make fun of it, you're going to have a good time with it.
Maybe I'll just rent it and play through it.
That game to video games is like the Flaming Lips album Embryonic is to normal music. Like, I can name one song off that album, but I listen to it once in a while. It's pretty good in small doses.
That's a mediocre analogy you made there. That's okay.
I think it's good.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
That's fine. It makes me feel cool.
Good for you. glad you feel cool.
My mom likes
that. Trying to remember if I played Dark Souls at all in 2012, because that game's fun.
I did play a couple of speed multiplayer games with Hannah this past year. We played Rayman Origins. Very fun.
Oh, how was that? Yeah,
very fun.
Ubisoft had a good year.
Very frustrating in some part, but pretty fun.
I've never gotten into Rayman, but I hear it's good.
Yeah,
I like it.
Platforming with two people on the screen at the same time is sweet.
I believe that. I did play around with the demo for the Wii U one a week ago.
Okay,
that was awkward playing it by myself though.
Can I put that entire system as the worst game of 2012? Because good gravy, that game is bad.
I want to play around with it more. I just want to try it out some.
Yeah, we have one at work because God knows I'd never actually pay money for that pile of crap. But if you're listening and you have a Wii U, I'm sorry, but you're dumb. And Nintendo will never learn unless you stop spending money on their bullshit.
I can't disparage that because I bought a 3DS on launch.
Oh, yeah, that's really bad too. But see, here's the thing.
The 3DS got...
Yes.
I mean, it came into its own, but that first, 8 months...
The thing about a 3DS is that it plays DS games, and they're fine.
Yeah, I mean, and also, I mean, there are some games... Nintendo was smart with the 3DS. They decided, we're going to put games on this that you can't get on your normal DS. Not because they use 3D, just because fuck you, buy our new system. And that
they also did not that, too. Like, the Pokemon Black and White 2, they still put on original DS.
Really? Really?
Yeah, but that's just because,
they didn't want to snipe their own sales. And now that...
If they didn't...
Now that the 3DS has done well enough, Pokemon X and Y are coming out in October, I want to say. And it's got that crazy-ass legendary that's a deer with these weird antlers.
Yeah, it looks pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie.
The new legendaries are deer face and bird scarf. It's going to be great.
Deer face and bird scarf.
Yeah.
It's probably true.
Good on them.
We also play... What?
Huh?
We also played a game called Lord of the Rings War in the North.
Oh, I heard that was awful.
You know what? It wasn't that bad.
Really?
We had fun. Yeah, it was it's not the best game I ever played. It was pretty glitchy at times, and it got a little repetitive towards the end, but it was just short enough that, even though it got repetitive towards the end, you, didn't bother you too much. And it was just a fun game for, two people to play co-op. I mean, the story's not great, but in fairness, whenever people talk, we just skip it all. So... I couldn't actually tell you what the story is about. Although I do know that we made a deal with a dragon. That was pretty looking. Dragon was sweet. And there was a talking eagle named Belaram, and he was sweet. And you could summon him to attack people at your will, and it was awesome.
There's a saying I heard years ago.
She wants you to know, everyone to know that Hannah had two fire swords.
That's out of control.
I know, one fire sword, not... It was actually kind of BS because... We got this, mission in the beginning of the game where we found, some rare material, and it's you go to, a blacksmith in one of the places, and they're like, hey, I can make this into, a sweet weapon for you, but if you do it, then you're not going to get one later, you know? And he's like, so you might want to have somebody else make it. So I'm like, oh, well, I don't want this stupid elf because I was a dwarf. I want the stupid elf to make my weapon. I want to get a dwarf to make my weapon because then it's probably going to be a sweet axe. And then Hannah was like, well, I just want this guy to make my weapon. And then when she turned hers in, it turned mine in too. So she got two copies of it because I was like, well, I have no use for this. I have no use for this bullshit sword.
There's an old saying that so long
damn
as it's
significant others, don't they
a
understand?
Co-op game gets an automatic plus 30 to its score out of 100. Just because you get the fun time of having somebody else with you. That's why I enjoyed the entirety of Resident Evil 5.
Oh, I love Resident Evil 5.
Yeah.
That's,
playing it by yourself?
Sweet.
Nah, oh, no, playing it by yourself is dumb.
Yeah, playing it with a friend?
Oh.
Fuck yeah, that's brilliant. Great. Yeah. See, plus 30 score.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Me and Quinn destroyed that game. It was awesome.
Absolutely, that was terrifying.
The part in the marsh where the crocodiles are, we had someone, we were just fucking around for hours in there shooting crocodiles.
I believe this.
for no reason, just murdering crocodiles.
Another fun thing you can do in Far Cry 3.
Oh, yeah, murder all the crocodiles.
I I have only come across one crocodile in that game, but I did not know there were crocodiles in the game at the time, so I almost shit myself.
You don't need to actually
you don't
kill
need to
them for anything. Like, just they don't.
Me.
You just, but I love it when you do kill them and then you skin them, you get a piece of loot in your inventory called leather, and the commentary for it is
cutting out again.
Not really useful for you, but it would make a great handbag.
Yeah.
Oh, we could do that too. We also played Lego Harry Potter.
Nice, nice.
I have not tried that because my brother refuses to get that one because it's Harry Potter. But otherwise, he has all the Lego games.
You know, it was pretty fun for a little while. It gets a little repetitive because I don't know if this is true of the other Lego games.
I think it is.
You essentially essentially you're just walking around breaking everything and collecting all the money.
Yeah,
nice.
That's it.
So that got old after a while, but there were some like cool puzzle solving things in there, and it was fun to play. Yep. And
man,
I was watching numbers go up.
Numbers going up is pretty satisfying.
Like, when it's money, but it's like stats and stuff, she's not as impressed. But when money is going up, and that's all Lego Harry Potter was money going up. So it was like she's pretty into that. And then we played.
So next year they're
she's
putting
a
out
gold
Lego Avengers.
Digger, is what you're saying.
No, not really. She just
Bob is the jackpot.
Yeah, I'm the jackpot. Yes. Yeah.
You can hear her laugh in the background.
That happens in every show that Bob's in, by the way. Hannah always secretly guest stars.
And
super secretly.
And I'm the jackpot. We also played Epic Mickey 2 just like last week. It was okay. Not as good as I expected.
Hey. Last week was still 2013. Moving on.
Yep. I'm actually going to put in a couple of words for the game I'm playing right now, which is a game called FTL.
I keep Master hearing Fight. It. I don't think it's like something I'd get into, but...
It's a roguelike-style ship game where you pilot a small little cruiser through 8 to 10 stages of just enemy territory, and it's very, very strategic kind of RPG play, so you have all these different rooms in your ship with different stations at each. You have to make sure your crew is on the different stations, and you have all these different weapons to fire at the enemy, and you can see all their different rooms with their subsystems, and the most interesting story behind this is that we actually got a really early version of this game back when it was still like a student project or some really indie project for some game festival. And we, being part of the AIAS Academy, which I forget what that actually stands for, but look it up because it's game-related and cool, got to vote on which ones of these would win certain awards. And so I played FTL, like a super alpha version, way, way back. And this was probably, I want to say 2000, maybe it was even 2010. And really enjoyed it. Gave it just like this wins out of all the rest of them, because the rest of them were anywhere from eh to. And this one was good. And so when I saw it actually came out or went on the Kickstarter, I'm like, good on them. They completely succeeded the Kickstarter, made the retail game, and it's just been getting better. Like, they just made a patch on it maybe a couple of months ago where they fixed some of the UI issues. So now you can see when a room is just low on oxygen versus completely gone of oxygen, your guys will take damage just by going in there. And a lot of advancements. It's really fun. Really ridiculously hard. Like, I still play the game on easy, and it's one of the only games I'll ever admit to doing that, because normal will just kick your ass in, like, 5 jumps. It's nuts. But, again, very fun playing it right now over everything else we've been talking about.
I think it's $5 right this moment, but that's not going to matter by the time this airs.
Yeah.
That reminds me of a game, too.
To pick it up before you hear this, do so.
There you go. Good on you. You made the right choice back then.
Yeah.
Excellent. But another game that I played, and I think I played it in 2012, I don't remember, was Hotel or Hotline Miami.
That was the game I was thinking of.
Fuck yes.
Can we talk about how insane that game is?
That game is awesome.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is insane.
Yeah, I picked it up because I read a article on it that said, hey, did you like that movie Drive and its crazy, like, 70s soundtrack and motif? I'm like, absolutely. Then play this game. Sold. I bought it without knowing an iota of what the gameplay was actually like, and it is crazy town.
I had a similar experience because I got it because I'm on Casey Green's Twitter. He just posts up one day. I kind of want to get Hotline Miami. It looks like a horror game, only the monster is the 80s, which is entirely accurate.
I got it as a gift from Billy.
Nope, that was my Christmas gift to Bob's.
Yep, and it was sweet. Although it did crash when I was playing it, and I don't know. I played it for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then it crashed. And then I haven't had a chance to see if like. Because it said when I loaded it up, it was like, this might crash because there are some bugs that people are experiencing. And then I was like, all right, I'll just play it anyway. So I played it anyway. But I haven't had a chance to play it again since then. I assume there's probably been an update since they knew there was a problem.
Yeah. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Hotline Miami, basically...
I'm going to put a trailer in the show notes because they're insane.
Yeah.
All right. So then, yeah, don't describe it. He'll put a trailer in the show notes.
Yeah, that trailer actually sold me. I saw that trailer.
I know the trailer is insane. The
trailer's nuts.
The trailer is just so good. I must play this.
Do it right now. Just stop doing it and go watch the trailer. And then we'll wait. And come back. We're not actually going to wait. We're just going to expect that you're going to pause it and we're going to move on.
Because that's how the internet works. Yeah.
That's how it works. So.
The magic of technology.
You know what game you guys need to get on top of that late in 2012? The Witcher 2.
Yeah.
Talk about fucking crazy town.
I had that game. I bought that game when it came out, and I told myself, you know what? I'm finally going to finish The Witcher 1, and then I'm going to play The Witcher 2.
Yeah, I'm nowhere close to finishing The Witcher 1.
Nope.
It's so long. It's so fucking long.
But it's also good. It's not the best. It's really good.
Witcher 2 is better.
Yeah, I know. It makes me sad that I haven't played it.
It works really, really well with an Xbox controller.
I think we have a copy of that at the store to rent, so I was thinking about renting The Witcher 2.
And do it. Do it, man.
I just don't have the time.
Yeah, I know, but you need to get around to that at some point.
Yeah, I will. I mean, at some point I won't be taking classes anymore, and then I'll...
And then there you
go. At some point I'll have more disposable time. And income.
That's always.
Yeah, that helps. That's like all of what I have is time and income. So lonely.
Well, la-dee-da.
All right. Well, we've been talking about this for almost an hour now.
Yeah, I think we covered that topic pretty well.
Yeah. More so.
I don't think we have to make a single pick. We've got a lot of solid recommendations for our listeners. No, I think we do have a Game of the Year. Game of the Year 2012, whatever we're playing at the time on PNM. Join us.
Yep, that is a Game of the Year.
Technically, we did start playing it in 2012.
Correct.
Ever so technically.
All six of the best games I played in 2012 were PNM games. No, now I've started lying. Never mind.
Yeah,
why you have to lie to the audience? It's terrible.
I don't want to alienate them by telling them the truth.
Mm. Point.
So
let's move on to our longest recording segment.
Hold on. Okay. Everyone out there who has not watched Space Janitors needs to go watch Space Janitors.
Okay. I'll do that later because I haven't watched
it. I sent you a link to it.
I don't click everything that you send me.
I don't have that much free time, Bob.
We've established this.
No, you need to click on this. I don't send it to you unless it's of dire importance.
False. Patently untrue.
That's true. Most of the stuff I send you is complete nonsense.
Yeah, and I appreciate it.
Most of it is something that I found in my hours and hours of time I spend staring at Imgur.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have any time, because Imgur steals it all.
Instead of that, I've just read all the Cracked articles. So I know how you feel.
It's way worse than Imgur.
No, it's not. There's some good stuff. I'm learning things about the world that I'm in.
I learned plenty of things about the world that I'm in.
Their videos are actually really good.
They are pretty good.
I was just telling Eric earlier about the Mark Twain and Nikola Tesla time traveling into 2012 video. That I'll put in the show notes, because that's fucking tremendous.
I don't know if you've seen that.
I will link to it well before I put it in the show notes, because I was going to just look for it in the show notes, but that's going to be like at least a week.
At least a week. No, that's all right. But yeah, so let's move on to the next segment then, I guess.
Yes. One of my favorites, viewer feedback, where I read some of the comments that we have gotten over the years. This is a dying segment, though, because, A, Brian went through and deleted a bunch of them that I've been saving when he got edit status. So there was that.
What a jerk.
And B,
the jerkest.
A lot of them that we were getting from these mystery sources that we've been seeing have gotten unreadable.
Yeah.
And I had to change the posting rules so that you had to be a registered user, so I haven't gotten any new entries. So we don't have much left, so I'm just going to read a handful here. Let's see here. Where was I going to read? Oh, yes. This one is on the post, The World As We See It, Episode 2, Pam the Solicitor. To be competitive, you've got obtained to be comfortable in the courtroom. That indicates you will need to have a mild materials to withhold humidity also. The previous detail you want when actively playing tennis, or any other sport for that issue, is your clothing to influence your play. But shopping good is fairly crucial as very well. Tennis is genuinely a sport of style. It is essential to search fantastic, though you are out there smashing the ball down the other players assumed. There are tons of wonderful tennis skirts. That was written in by Plig. Thank you, Plig. We appreciate your kind words.
I think we should just stop. We should do one.
Okay, really just do the one. Because that was involved.
That was very involved. This is a very involved sport.
You have to withhold the humidity also.
Yeah, we do. Humidity is a huge...
Consider it withheld.
So,
what
moving
kind of
on.
What people do you have listening to this show, Bill? Jesus.
those are good friends. We still haven't heard back from Horny Hot, or the champion of last episode, Anal Sex Videos, hasn't written in.
Sex Videos.
Really waiting to hear back from them.
Yeah, they are our biggest fan.
Exactly. Moving on to our next segment. This is just far and away my favorite segment. It's time for Snap Decisions.
Do 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 do! Snap Decisions! I'm not good at those.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. You'll
say the first thing that you want to say.
I'm good at that.
So, this is where our actual listeners and friends of the show will send in topics and questions for us to just immediately and arbitrarily take a stance or opinion on. So it's pretty straightforward. You'll catch on pretty quick. Let's get started. So first question. These are all anonymous, by the way, because I'm not going to spend all that time writing down who wrote these in, guys. There's so many. The first question is, do bald people wash their head with soap or shampoo?
Soap.
I think it's soap.
Definitely
shampoo.
You don't have to go buy shampoo for the stubble.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's no hair there. Like why would you buy a special hair soap? That's dumb.
Exactly.
You people are just dumb.
You don't want your scalp to dry out.
Oh, that's true.
What kind of bad soap are you buying? You buy the soap for the moisturizers.
The shampoo is for your scalp, not your skin. However, the reason that you need the shampoo is because of the hair. All the oils and stuff and it matting up and stuff getting stuck in there.
What kind of soap do you buy, you Philistine? Come on.
Irish
Spring. Like, I'm just saying, like, shampoo is better for the scalp.
Okay, so we got two soaps and a shampoo. Moving on.
Soap wins.
You don't have to agree, because otherwise we'd be here all night.
We would.
Absolutely. sometimes I get the feeling like the question actors are trolling us, because I'm going to try to pronounce these, and I'm not going to get it right.
Fail?
Aeohippus or Orohippus?
Aeohippus.
Fuck you.
I'm going to go Orohippus, because saying it makes me smile. And I'm more confident that I can say that correctly.
I'm going to choose to hate the person that sent that in.
That's fine. David. These were sent in probably a year ago, though. So, I don't know. Huxley or Orwell?
Orwell.
Huxley
was a...
Brave New World, but 1984 is fantastic.
1984 is pretty solid. Huxley was failed to answer something, too. Huxley is fun to say. I don't really have an opinion, because I don't think I've read anything by either of them.
Oh, well, there you go.
But 1984 gets some amusing parodies out there, so I'll go
for it. We had to have read something by Orwell in that class we took with the captain.
I don't think we did. I think it was all like Bradbury and Kafka.
There's no way we didn't
most of the science fiction side of that class, because Bob and I, for our final English credit in high school, we took a class called Superheroes and Science Fiction.
Oh, nice.
And most of the science fiction was us watching Star Trek and trying not to get kicked out of class.
Yes.
As you do.
We did also watch Soylent Green.
We watched the movie version of Fahrenheit 451, which was fucking amazing.
Yeah, that was amazing. Their little ship thing, hysterical.
Westworld was really bad, but we definitely watched that.
You got an A on something because for the Soylent Green thing, because you drew plankton?
Yeah, I drew plankton on the back.
Yay, Soylent Green is made of people!
That was the case where we had to fax in all our homework, too. It was great.
Yep. Pretty sweet.
Sounds like...
And then Andy ruined it. We used to draw/write something comical on the blackboard every day, and then Andy ruined it by putting something, like, obscene on there.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was Janet Reno is the fire that burns in my loins.
Ooh, which something's really nice.
At the time, it was kind of funny, but in retrospect, yeah, we probably shouldn't have wrote that on the board.
Why not?
Because the distance learning room feed plays constantly in the principal's office.
Oh.
Whatever.
Our principal was a cowboy.
Yeah, he was.
That was great.
And a child molester.
Oh, was he?
Yep.
You know, he used to wander the halls playing the banjo. And,
yep.
And I'm not making that up. So I am.
We just lost Bill. Okay, there he is.
That's where we went to high school.
Good on you.
The next question is high dive or ski jump?
Ski jump, because mountains are awesome.
High ski. How about dive ski? Ski dive. Ski diving.
High ski.
High ski.
High jump.
I think you have to ski starting at high places unless you're not being pulled by a boat.
No.
Can you ski on stilts?
I'm just picturing Bob skiing into a wind tunnel. Just forever.
That could be fun.
Sounds awesome.
Sounds awesome, yeah.
All right, well,
let's get the physics out on that. So, yeah, definitely a ski jump into a wind tunnel. That's my pick.
Yep.
Chemical or atomic?
Atomic.
Atomic. I'm going atomic because there's no such comic as Chemical Robo.
Yep. Also, you atomic can't really have atomic anything robot. Without atomic reactions, so it's kind of worthless.
Yep, it's kind of straightforward.
Don't sully this podcast with your science, Eric.
But I like my science.
That's Brian's job.
I love my science. Why do you not like science?
Here's one. Is it called a bubbler or a water or drinking fountain?
Wait, what? I misunderstand the question.
Okay, so you come across the devices where you hit the button and water comes out and you get a drink.
Yeah, okay. A water fountain
or a drinking fountain? Do you call that a water fountain or a drinking fountain or call it a bubbler?
Water fountain. I don't know what a bubbler is, and that sounds like a really terrible sex position.
I think this was written in by somebody local, because bubbler is a Wisconsin term.
Ah, okay.
I use them.
Well, I'm not from Wisconsin, so mess your Wisconsin terms.
We actually talked about this way back when Paul and Storm guest starred on Mark Twain's One Man Show radio show.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, that's just strictly the answer. It's a bubbler when I remember to use that word.
Yeah, I just use whichever one on my face.
It's a pretty nice shorthand. It's very commonly used more in elementary schools, because it's fun to say.
That makes sense.
I tried using it one time, Eric, and just confused the fuck out of everybody around you.
Nice, that's great.
It'll work. The next one, overclocking.
Overclocking? Absolutely. If you know what you're doing, it's the best thing you can do.
Oh, you got all quiet and scrambly here.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Skype, don't know what I'm doing, cruel mistress.
Skype. We'll be right back.
All right.
Okay. Banana.
And
we're back. Okay.
And banana. Welcome back to andbanana.org.
Andbanana.org.
Your source for podcasts.
This is a banana show, apparently.
And banana. Yep. Bananaandbetter.org. Banana.andbetter.
So we've had a small technical difficulty.
Keep up with this. This is funny. No.
But we're good now, I think. Maybe.
Yeah. A little bit.
Sure. And Bob was actually reading us as a test a article that he read about a grizzly bear that I just had to get recorded.
This is a plaque that is in a museum somewhere.
Gotcha.
It stands as a testament to the manliness of this man.
He's pretty damn manly.
He is. So this is about a Rocky Mountain grizzly bear from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. This bear was taken by world-famous hunter and hunting guide and apparently the most badass human that has ever lived, C. Dale Peterson of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It is one of only two grizzlies known to have been killed without the use of modern weaponry. Verified by game biologist, Mr. Peterson killed this bear with his hands and, oddly enough, his teeth. It is known that the bear had been aggravated by a group of backpackers. Shortly thereafter, Peterson, unaware of the previous happenings, came upon the bear. A fight to the death ensued. Peterson, having his right hand and arm wedged in the bear's throat, actually used his own teeth and jaws to pinch off the bear's jugular vein. When the bear had passed out from lack of blood flow to the brain, Peterson beat the bear upside the head with a stick.
That is amazing.
Snap decisions. This guy. I'm for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you beat up a bear with your bare hands? No.
Now, in the back of my mind, I'm just sitting there thinking, only two grizzly bears killed without the use of modern weapons.
That can't
be right. Oh, wait. I bet Teddy Roosevelt counts as a modern weapon.
Yeah, of course he does.
I can see him pulling that off.
In the comments to this, it says the other bear was killed without the use of modern weaponry, died upon fright upon seeing Mr. Peterson.
Nice. So where we left off is overclocking.
Yeah, I'm for it.
It's fine if you're capable of it. If you're not capable of it, you just roasted your computer. And that's
kinda See, fun. And that's the second reason I'm for it, because if you don't know what you're doing, man, it's really funny.
We're picking off noobs with it, yeah.
It's like, hey, well, you know, I mean, it only said my video card was up to 70 degrees, and I'm like, that's like room temperature. And I'm like, Celsius, you idiot.
Celsius, you idiot.
That's pretty good. the next one. I think I know which way we're gonna sway on this one. Drought.
Drought? I'm for it.
Yeah, drought. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Actually, I'm really against it because Texas is
Shut it.
Like a five drought. God, it sucks down here. Aquifer water
is
awful.
That seems That seems like it would suck down there anyway.
Yeah.
You live in Texas, that's your own problem. Texas is like the worst of all the states. That's not true.
No, that's not true. California is the worst.
That California's not the worst. Illinois is the worst.
I've been to California. Yeah, Illinois is the dumb state.
Yeah. Jonathan Colton does not have a song, I Hate Any Other State, with California. I rest my case.
I've been to California. It was fine.
Nope.
I've been to California multiple times. I enjoyed myself every time I've been there.
It was fine. But, yeah.
I've also been to Illinois a lot of times, and I've hated myself every single time I've done it.
Yep.
Because it is the dump state.
The dump state.
It is the dumpiest of states.
It's just the worst. You got to try it.
I've been to Indiana and Michigan. Neither one of them are great, but they're not worse than Illinois.
So, Drought, it's better than Illinois. Moving on.
Yes, Drought, better than Illinois. Agreed.
I don't understand this next one. Whole blood or plasma?
Oh, plasma.
Plasma.
Yeah, plasma.
You know why plasma?
The sun doesn't stain. The plasma of incandescent plasma.
The reason plasma is because you can only donate whole blood once every 6 weeks, and I can donate plasma twice a week, and that shit's worth a lot of money. It's not, you don't really donate it. You sell your plasma. They call it a donation so you don't feel so dirty, but shit, son, I sell my plasma twice a week.
That's fair.
Something new about Bob. I didn't know.
I have
an ending point for this discussion, and I'm just going to go until I hit that. It's not too far. The next one is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Or?
No, it's just Nightmare Before Christmas. They're not all these questions.
Oh. Yeah. Like,
Drought. That wasn't a question.
Oh, sure.
Nightmare Before Christmas, that's fine. It's kind of a Hot Topic thing now.
And why?
That's not cool. It's just, no, like, you go into a Hot Topic and face any direction, you'll see a Nightmare Before Christmas thing. So it just kind of reminds me of that.
A lot of good things.
But, like, the movie's fine.
Sure.
I like it.
Yeah. Piranhas.
Forum. Those things are awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. They're not as crazy murderous as movies like to tell us.
Hey, man.
No, actually, they got just that kind of way. Speaking of Teddy Roosevelt, they got that way, or they got the public,
the reputation.
Reputation of that, where some, I forget which country in Central America, wanted to really impress Teddy Roosevelt with these fish. So they found a pond of piranhas. They took all the food out of there. Starved for like 5 days, and then dropped a cow into that pond, and they tore it to shreds in like 2 minutes.
Which, if I had to guess, it was probably in Panama.
Panama?
Yeah. Panama. Yeah.
Because of the Panama Canal, which was
The story of how Panama became its own country is so good. So good. That's for a different time. I'm not going to tell it.
Okay. Okay, I was going to say, do you want to tell it and just make Brian so frustrated somewhere?
No, okay. If you guys want to know, just go look up the Panama Canal. It's pretty sweet. It's one of the two best, like, stories of sovereignty, I guess, in, like, world
history. I don't know it. So maybe once we're done with our segments, you can tell it.
The best being how Hawaii became a state. If you don't know how Hawaii became a state, then you're missing out on, like, one of the
greatest. We'll save that for the, like, the opening talk about stuff for a future, a better show. How's that?
Sure.
We'll do history talk. As far as piranhas go, I do remember, what was it, Mr. Babcock in high school had a piranha in the back of the room?
Yep, he did.
And it was Buddy's
life goal. I remember that guy, no, I don't.
It was Buddy's life goal to eat that piranha. He just wanted
piranhas.
To eat it so bad. That's all he would talk about for a couple years. I think it just died, but
you can't eat it once it's dead. Well, you could.
It's kind of required, actually. If it's the middle of the night and you're at a red light, do you just go?
Not in Texas, not in Dallas, because there's fucking cameras everywhere. Damn it.
I have gone at one of those. But only because it was egregiously long and there was nobody around.
I've done it on accident a few times because I have driven quite a bit very late at night in rural Wisconsin where there is just nobody for miles. But that wouldn't be a red light. Usually, that's usually going to be a stop sign. But I've still done it for a red light a couple times too. That's the thing about that is if this question was phrased stop sign,
Oh yeah,
100%.
Slow down to maybe 15 miles an hour, just so you don't make sure you don't hit a guy that doesn't have his lights on or something. But since it's stoplight, those are typically going to be in at least town.
Yeah.
So it's kind of not as good.
Holy shit! I have something for us to discuss when we're done with snap decisions.
Okay. I've got two more.
Okay.
Why is it called a soap opera if there is no soap or operas?
Next.
Okay.
wow, yeah, my mind just completely tanked.
No, the reason – you guys want to know the real reason why it's called a soap opera?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, it's called a soap opera because when they were first made, they were more operatic, you know, and that's where the opera term comes from. But initially, when they were first being made, and this is back in like the 20s and 30s, and they were radio dramas, they were all sponsored by soap companies.
I'll do it. So yeah, fuck you, listener, that tried to make us come up with some cockamamie reason. We knew the answer.
Look at that.
Fuck you, listeners.
You guys are smarter than Bob.
Nobody's smarter than Bob. And
oh
the
no.
Last, the last
Hold on
question.
While we try to get the call back.
Welcome back.
Chris. Yeah. Bob's internet died because he outsmarted the internet.
I did. Happens
other
Good
on you, Bob.
Yep. So, I don't know how much of that soap opera talk you got, but...
We got the whole story, man.
Okay.
Soap operas are... Yeah, we're sponsored by soap companies.
Yeah, we were just commenting on how you outsmarted everybody by knowing the answer, and ha-ha.
You outsmarted us by leaving.
Yeah, and then the internet. So yes. That is why soap operas are called soap operas.
Oh, man, I need to go back and edit not only this show, but last episode, too, because I forgot to edit in our theme song for Snap Decisions that you came up with on the first episode.
Nice.
That theme song is amazing.
I don't even know what it is. I look forward to hearing it.
I'll tell you after we're recording, because otherwise we'll have it in the show twice.
Okay.
So the final question, and this was sent in probably in March of last year, well before PNM came out. But free-to-play or pay-to-play MMOs?
Yes, we wouldn't have PNM without them.
Yeah, I'm – So. Well, I mean, we can't say four, because it's a question. But – I mean, I'm going to go with free-to-play because there's more of them. There's no risk in just trying one.
I have never played a pay-to-play MMO.
Let me list real quick the pay-to-play MMOs that I own. I have Star Wars The Old Republic. I have Final Fantasy XI and Final Fantasy XIV.
Yep. Is Guild Wars 2 considered pay-to-play because it has no subscription? But you do have to buy it.
It girds the line. But if we're counting it as... You do have to pay an entry fee. It's not subscription-based.
It's not subscription-based.
So technically I have Guild Wars and Guild Wars 2.
Yep.
I have to actually insert that I technically did play WoW... But I played a 10-day free trial, and it was so miserable that I didn't play the whole 10 days.
I did play in the Penny Arcade Guild and WoW, and I enjoyed myself very much during that time. Not because of the game, but because of the peoples. So
That's why I hear that Star Wars Galaxies turned out okay, simply because of the goons.
Yep.
Made a pretty sizable community, which I'm still so happy that we most likely found goons. Today on Old Republic.
Hooray. Yeah, Goon Fleet on Eve. That was the only time I could honestly say I have fun with that game. I admire that game a lot, and I want to it, but
that
it's just not very fun.
Fascinating.
It is. If somebody could take that game and make it have good minute-to-minute like gameplay, that would be the only game I'd ever play. The only one. I would never play another game than that. It's oh, the metagame is so good in that game.
So, anyways, we're completely for free to play games. Yep. Like I said, I just listed what I own, and I have the limited edition of Final Fantasy 14. Sometimes the buy-in is not worth it.
No,
it's stupid.
Especially not on that one. Dear God.
That is the top of my list, circled with stars around it, for games that I just desperately hope are good someday. I'm signed up for beta for the relaunch on that, because I'm going to try it. Because I just watching some of the videos, that game's so fucking gorgeous, and it does some stuff that I really like, but goddamn, it just misses every time it swings. It's so weird. So absolutely, free-to-play games.
Yep.
Play them. I mean, it's just that even if it's bad, you don't care.
It's so bad it's good is an entire genre of film. Why can't it be a genre of video games as well?
Exactly. And, yeah.
I will never forget our days in APB. And
no.
I would not have paid for that game.
No, I did not pay to play that because it never let me sign in.
It's probably for the best. Yeah. Well, there was that night where the sign-in server just disappeared from the entire internet.
Yeah, but I was already signed in, so I was okay.
And then one of the games you guys played, I tried to download it like a dozen separate times, and it just never worked. The download, El Sword.
That was free game of the year 2012. You missed out on that hard.
That was good.
We'll maybe try to download it again next time I have a different computer.
I've still got it on my PC, so.
Cool. So anyways, moving on. I have something that me and some of the guys that I've been working with have been discussing for a couple weeks now.
Okay.
And I think I know the correct answer. I don't know if there's a correct answer, but I think I know the answer that I would choose, like, 99%. So the gist of it is, you are going to, like, get to be one actor, and all of the character that actor has played, including voice acting, okay? You get to be all of the characters an actor has played, and then we're gonna fight. So who is going to – which actor do you pick to win in a fight against any other actor?
I can just be Wolverine. It's fine. I don't know as much as movies about you and your movie store friends. This is hard.
It's a hard discussion. So far, I think there's only two possible answers that are correct. I'm not going to tell you who they are because I want to...
Nathan Fillion.
Nope, that's not one of the answers. Although Nathan Fillion is...
NPH?
Maybe Captain Hammer, too. NPH is solid.
Yeah. I mean, I'm watching How I Met Your Mother, finally. I don't know how I missed this show, and God damn it, yeah.
He is
good.
He is really funny in there. I love that show. We're trying to track down season 6 somewhere for cheap.
Nice. Yeah, I'm only on season 3. But I almost bought a suit this weekend just so I could suit up. That's how much I like that show.
That's how good Barney is.
Man, I bought a suit coat, and it's just the worst.
Oh, that's dumb. Why did you do that?
I need to get a suit.
I bought it off the internet, and
that's even dumber.
Well, the last one I bought off the internet is my Spike coat, and it fits better than anything else I own.
Nice.
So I bought this one, but all the proportions are right, except the waist is twice as big as it needs to be.
Yeah. I didn't buy a suit, but I did buy a casual coat that's this nice, like, fine corduroy, so I can totally Ted Mosby it when I go to the bars.
Nice.
There you go.
So,
I wanted to get something for formal nights on the cruise.
Yeah, I'm going to get a suit for that, because the suit I have for mine, it's a little worn.
Yeah.
So I need to replace it.
So anyways, back to the problem at hand.
This game is really hard.
Nathan Fillion is like the best you can come, and then NPH, I don't even know what, like...
David Bowie.
Wait, David. Sorry, Bowie, what was the question again?
Whatever you want.
So, okay, so you get to be, basically you're going to go head-to-head fighting against whoever, and it's like an actual fight where you're trying to kill the other person, and you get to be all of the characters that an actor has played.
Yeah. So, like, my first pick of Hugh Jackman is probably the one you want to go with. Cause
that's a pretty good one. I don't think Hugh Jackman beats the two people that I'm thinking of, but it's a good one.
But David Bowie can just, like, turn into a bird. Because you gotta consider he is also, like...
He's the Goblin King.
Oh, I guess... Yeah, he's the Goblin King. It's fine.
So you have to pick two people, and you get
you pick one, and you're going to fight somebody else. Like, it's like a competition. Like, you pick the person that you want to be. And
okay.
I was just saying there are two correct choices, basically.
I think there are two choices that are just far... I mean, of all the ones that we've talked about, there are two choices I think that are far and away better than all the other ones. I'm not just going to tell you them, because
I'm going to pick Brandon Routh, because he gets to be Superman, and then also...
Yeah, I was about to say,
of What's-His-Face from Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
How big is Superman?
Well, see, but Superman plus psychic abilities, that's pretty hard to beat. It's like Kryptonite. No, it's not there anymore. I'm invincible.
No, you only get to be one thing at a time. Like, you're Superman, and until Superman gets beat, and then you get to be the next person.
Oh, I thought you can just pick and choose. Like,
No, you don't just have all their powers at one time. If you got to have all their powers at one time, then...
I was figuring morph back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, but, like, I definitely can... I don't think... Yeah,
like,
I don't think Superman... Yeah, kind of like you're playing like Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh, so I could tag team? My answer stays the same. Just tag out anytime Kryptonite comes up, and you're good.
Yeah, I don't think I still think I can be. I can still be Superman. Both of the people.
Macaulay Culkin. I will rig the house with booby traps, and you will all be spoiled. Done.
Nice.
Next topic.
So you still think Superman? Superman's the best you can do?
I think Brandon Routh is pretty damn good.
Yeah. I think Hugh Jackman's probably my most solid non-Macaulay Culkin choice.
That's interesting. Now,
generation powers.
Some that came up that aren't the two that I'm thinking of, and aren't the ones that you guys have mentioned, were James Earl Jones, because that's Darth Vader and Mufasa, so you get to be a lion. That's pretty good. Plus, there's other things that he's
Freeman.
Really done.
Shit, you can just be God. Either Morgan
Freeman. Oh, God damn it.
And it's Morissette.
Well, you can't be just straight up
Morgan,
God. That's...
Morgan Freeman is the better God.
Yeah.
Alanis is a little flaky.
Yeah. I would agree on that.
You can't
but
just
she's
be
got straight... that motorcycle under my humps cover, so you get a motorcycle. That's cool.
I guess so.
You can't just be straight up God. That was one thing that was like, you or just be anybody that's ever been God. And that's stupid. But there are other things. So the other one that people said a lot right away was Ralph Fiennes, or I don't know how to say his last name.
Fiennes,
yeah. He's Lord Voldemort, basically, and no one
else.
Dude,
Superman could beat up Voldemort.
Yeah, I know.
Can I change my answer to Robin Williams? Because then I can be a robot and a genie. And Patch
also
Adams
come up several times. You can be Robin Williams. Emily
on a vacation and leave the fight. It's gonna be great.
For me, the second place pick was Liam Neeson. He is a Jedi.
He's the worst Jedi.
Hold on,
yeah,
hold
that's
on.
Not his
just
fault.
Hold on, just he is a Jedi. He is Ra's al Ghul. He is that dude from Taken that just murders people. He is a Navy general. He is also Aslan the Lion from Chronicles of Narnia. He is also Zeus.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
He's weirdly ineffective in
those
stories, though. Yeah.
Except for the big guy.
He's a Jedi. Well, he's also the worst Jedi.
Yeah. I know. He's the second choice, but
he's a supervillain. He's like the least effective supervillain.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's the guy from Taken, who in the second movie also gets taken.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know where I heard this, but...
second movie,
good
taken.
Point. They had one of the few chances where you can actually say the title of the movie in the movie, and it's not weird.
Yeah.
And they didn't, because it's like, we are going to be taken also. Yeah. Really? You fail.
Well, I saw the movie. It's pretty good.
Oh, I hear that. I mean, I saw the uncut version of the first one, and that was so good.
But I think the clear choice, like, this is my first choice, and I never, no one had ever can, like, convince me that he wouldn't win.
Yeah.
Hugo Weaving.
You have to explain.
For those of you who don't know who Hugo Weaving is.
I know Hugo Weaving is.
I don't.
Okay.
Agent Smith. Elrond.
He is Mr. Smith. Yeah, he's Agent Smith from The Matrix. Okay. He is also the Red Skull from Captain America. He's also V for Vendetta. He is also Megatron, leader of the Decepticons. He's
Touché. Megatron just got...
I know.
Okay, so every
he's
time.
Also hold on, I'm still going. Trends he's also Elrond, Lord of Rivendell. He's also this sweet owl from the Legends of the Guardians named named Grimble. He's pretty sweet. That's not really his whatever.
It's not a strong suit, but it's,
yeah.
It's an
yeah, but it's cool. it is cool. Who else was it? There was a couple of things that we brought up, but. I mean, come on, those are already pretty good. Like
solid.
I'm still not hearing any of those that can beat Superman.
What are you talking about?
None of them. In a fight. Like, we're not talking about cool factor here. We're not talking about popularity contest. Like,
I can genie up some kryptonite.
Yeah, and then I just switch. I just tag out, and your kryptonite does jack. And then I just go rock and bass solo and rock.
Then I genie something else up.
Yeah, but I'm saying like any one of those
robot,
people,
your solos.
Any one of those people,
it
with
still destroys all your circuits.
No, any one of those people with kryptonite can beat Superman, and any one of those people who happen to have kryptonite are going to beat just about anybody else. Like, if we just assume that I can get kryptonite, then you can't ever win a Superman because the person has kryptonite.
Yeah,
and then we just match up all of your others.
To God, I gotta look up his name.
Which Superman was he in?
Yeah.
He's in Brandon Routh.
Yep.
He's in Scott Pilgrim.
His name.
Todd Ingram?
Yeah, Todd Ingram. You switch out Todd Ingram, he punches your guy with kryptonite into space, and then you Superman.
What if the guy you punch into space is Megatron? He doesn't give a shit. He's Megatron.
He's still in space with the kryptonite. Who cares?
Yeah, he just comes back. He just comes back and he still has kryptonite. He's not dead.
He's like, guess what? I'm still Megatron.
I'm still fucking Megatron.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about how anyone can pull anything into combat, like, hey, I have kryptonite. Then, you know, Superman pulls out his anti-kryptonite suit.
Well, my argument is I can
Superman,
genie it
I'm
up.
I'm saying, like,
not,
Superman is a not interesting...
Not, like, just invent it.
No, and we're not talking about interesting. We're just talking about who could win in a fight.
No, but, like, yeah, okay, then you can always just... Fine, then you just pick Morgan Freeman you'd be got every time.
You gotta keep in mind, Superman is also weak to magic.
Yeah, Elrond can do magic without kryptonite.
Yeah.
I never saw him do any magic. Like
he does tons of magic.
Hurts with a sword.
Anybody that knows magic in those movies just like arbitrarily refuses to use it because otherwise the story would be really boring.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of which, Ian McKellen is also a good choice.
Because you get to be Magneto and Gandalf.
You get to be Magneto and.
Yeah.
And
that's
those
pretty
are
solid.
Like. Like, those are two pretty good choices.
Those are
like,
good. Those are good. So, moving on, I think.
Yes, thank God.
I could do this all day. I mean, this is one of the more interesting discussions.
So, this is a feature that I'd like to add as a running feature.
Okay.
To the show. And it's something that I did get from the Insert Credit podcast, Full Disclosure. But I think it would be a fun running thing for us to do. Videogame.me, the video game name generator. It comes up with randomly generated video game names. I'm thinking each of us clicks through, gets one title, and we discuss what that game would actually be.
Well, first I have to save this other one because I don't want to forget it. It's so good.
Well, I just got one that's probably out there already. I got Samurai Dating Fantasy.
That's pretty good.
that is probably
that's pretty good.
So the only question is, are you a samurai dating all these girls around Japan, which probably already exists, or
I like to believe it's a bunch of samurais trying to date each other.
Yeah, it's trying to date each other.
Yeah,
and they have to do it with swords, so they must fight first. I'm challenge you to a dance.
No, like, the,
would you like to go out on Wednesday? I'm sorry. No, like, I'm busy with my family. And then he commits up and
then they have to
Yeah, that's what happens when you get rejected three times.
It's very easy to lose that game.
You commit sepulchre.
Yeah.
Every date ends when the check comes, and they have to have a sword fight to see who gets to like maintain their honor by paying for the date, and then the loser has to commit sepulchre.
Yeah, there we go. This is the best game ever.
Samurais are lonely. So I clicked on it and I got Subterranean Beast Sisters.
Whoa!
I'd hit that.
All right, so we got something kind of like.
So we've got spelunking and some.
Yeah. It's like those games where you have like so many resources and you dig down and you like get more resources as you dig around, but also it's a dating sim.
Yeah, there you go.
I was picturing more like playing Altered Beast.
You mean it's just awful?
What? Get out of here! Playing Altered Beast is sweet.
Oh, I hate that game.
I hate you.
It's just pretty wrong.
I love the game, but I hate playing it. How's that?
There,
it does not play well.
I'll take that. Oh, I love Altered Beast. How about we just pause and go play Altered Beast for like 20 minutes?
Alright, and pause. And we're back. Yeah,
we're back.
So we played Altered Beast, and we liked it.
Turns out I was right. It's still awful to play.
Nope, it was sweet. Remember that time we turned into beasts? It was great.
Yeah. And
what kind of Altered Beast mechanics are in... What was the title again?
Subterranean Beast Sisters. So it's like a...
It's co-op.
It's like a duo of two sisters who live underground in the sewers.
Why does it have to be two?
Well, it's just two. Because so I pictured that as two sisters, okay?
So it's a TMNT arcade meets Altered Beast.
Right, meets Altered Beast. So you start out in the sewer level closest to the street, and then as you go through, you work your way down into the subterranean depths of Earth, and as you go through, you mutate into more and more intense beasts, eventually becoming like some sweet thing.
Can we
give it
some randomized level generation and randomized mutations that you get as you go down? So you don't wind up as the same horrific monster each time? Because I'd play the shit out of that.
I know, this game sounds pretty fun. Sweet.
Yeah, I'm in.
Let's get up on it.
How do we make this happen?
A lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of work.
All right, well, I still only barely know how to code, so give me like a year and a half, and then we'll get back to it.
We'll do
Sounds good. This is basically just
2014.
Subterranean
Beast Sisters.
We know what game of the year we're going to be talking about in 2015.
From Ann Better Studios. Subterranean
A better game than what you're used to playing.
Oh, my God! Shit!
You can't keep calling the games a better game too.
What? No, that's their slogan, andbetter.org, a better game than you're used to playing with.
Yeah, a better game than you're used to playing.
That's pretty good. We need to copyright the fuck out of that right now.
Well, we have until I post this, so we have a year and a half.
Let's just fucking edit that part out so no one steals it.
Oh, we got a verbal copyright on that bitch.
Yep, there we go. Actually, that's kind of binding.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We copyrighted.
We have a dated recording saying that we came up with it, so.
Yep. All right, perfect. Now we need you to put it on the internet right now.
Hold up.
Okay. All right. I still haven't
done mine.
Okay.
I have Mystical Hillbilly Paratroopers.
Ooh.
I would play that.
I want to know what makes them mystical.
I'm thinking we got kind of like a Lost Viking situation here.
I'm actually thinking more of a cross between Call of Duty and Redneck Rampage, except that you also have magic.
I was kind of thinking of a cross between Mystical Ninja and Bayou Billy.
Oh, that's even better. Solid. I like it.
Well, let's get a co-op, like, 2 to 4 player games. Each of the hillbillies has a different, like, hillbilly stereotype personality and a different mystical power, and you work together to solve some puzzle platforming stuff.
So we have the
action of Mystical Ninja and Bayou Billy in there to keep things...
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. And each level, like in Bayou Billy, each level has like a different gimmick or mechanic. Yeah. So like one's a racing level, one's a shooting level.
Set pieces because you're paratrooping in there.
Yep.
Oh man, this game sounds
part of the strategy is controlling your parachute so you land in a beneficial part of the level.
There you go. I think we got this covered.
But man, I'm really upset about this topic because I want to play these games.
Yeah, legit, like, I don't know how people actually come up with ideas for games, but this is probably the best way to come up with an idea for a game. Because, always the hardest part of a game is finding out what to fucking name it, and that this skips the hardest step, and then you just got to build around the name. So, like...
I don't know if that's the hardest part. I think the hardest part is finding a step to make it.
Nope.
Eh.
When you haven't already made stuff. So the hardest part for Bob or I is to actually get the ball rolling.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. That's why we don't have an ALW game yet.
No.
What's ALW?
That is a role playing forum I used to run, and that had like its own unique combat system.
Nice.
For playing by post, it was fucking amazing. And I have this long, like, idea for a game that would just be completely amazing. I'm not going to talk too much about it because I could talk all day about it. But it's, like, Persona plus Soul Calibur plus Super Smash Bros. Yes.
That makes no sense, but I love it.
Yeah.
Right?
We should start that forum back up and play somewhere. That was fun. Once in a while, I just, like, get the urge to, like, fight somebody that way.
If we do, Brian will just smirk and nod, and I don't like to enable that behavior in him.
Yeah.
Because every year or so, he just kind of goes, so, when's the ALW coming back? Because it's coming close twice.
But just don't tell Brian about it.
Yeah, that's easy enough.
Then nothing would fucking happen on the site. He did that's almost as true. Much on that stuff as you or I. Bill would show up and he'd be a total shit.
Yeah, Billman was the worst.
Yeah.
Let's generate a new name. Drug-induced chipmunk house.
Yeah, let's just shout a couple names here, really.
So that sounds like a puzzle game.
Because I have ultra-violent scooter rescue.
Nice.
Enraged spatula slayer.
Disturbing bubble mission.
Attack of the Pachinko All-Stars.
Morbid Amish paint brawl.
Canadian fighter challenge.
Hazardous Worm Conspiracy.
Unstoppable Burger of the Deep.
Pathetic Moon Posse.
Pro Architecture 95.
Downtown Trailer Park Babies.
Here we go. This is a game we have to make. Screaming Chainsaw from Planet X.
That sounds stupid.
Does.
I see you
just stupid enough to work.
I see your Screaming Chainsaw from Planet X, and I raise you one lazy breakdancing exhibition.
Intellectual Mind Control Punch-Out.
Sim Pirate Enforcer.
Spunky Surf Farmer.
Oh my god. Apathetic Beautician Alpha.
Oh, nice.
I think we should stop after I do one more, just because I would like this to be a recurring feature, so we don't want to burn out all this amazingness.
Sure.
And I would like to say that for a long time on my screen sat Def Jam Farm Blast. And that's so good.
Oh, that is so good.
So good. All right, so I think we've covered a lot of ground here. I had a lot of fun. I was saying to one of my friends before the show, I really hope that these are as much fun to listen to as they are to make, because... I like a better show. We need to make more. We say it every time.
All the time.
So, Eric, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it. You're a special guest, as always.
Yeah, as always.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
if you haven't bought Borderlands 2 already, why are you sitting here listening to this instead of paying me money?
It's pretty good.
Wait, did you make Borderlands 2?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, we did not cover that in the introduction to Eric part.
No.
Which seems like an oversight, but
meh.
I'm sure you get tired
of it. Well, time out. I didn't know this. Eric has like a sweet job making Borderlands 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. I want a sweet job making Borderlands 2.
That's why he lives in Dallas and has not left.
Yeah, that's why I live in Texas, because the job makes moving really retarded.
Yeah.
Sweet, man.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, yeah, buy Borderlands 2. It's real good. I'll play it with you if you get on 360.
Hell yeah.
I haven't finished the game yet. I would really like to.
If you buy it on PC, I will get Bob or Bill a copy so he can play with you on PC.
Bob, get it on PC. Get a PC.
Well, no,
it's so much better on PC, it's ridiculous.
I believe you. I'm shopping for a new PC, so that might be further motivation to make this happen.
Just so you know, you should insert the terminology Bullet Dragon into your game, because it sounds awesome.
new skill set.
I will, for the new DLC, I will try my hardest to get a gun called the Bullet Dragon.
Awesome.
Oh, God.
I'll make
that'd
a gun.
That would be the Bullet greatest Dragon. Ever.
We'll get Bob a nice glossy screenshot of
it. Yeah, in fact, I could even, if I make a Bullet Dragon for DLC 4, I will get you a code so you can get the Bullet Dragon just in your inventory.
Oh my god, that sounds good. Bob, I'm so excited.
I already have a, it's going to be a submachine gun, of course.
Obviously.
And fire damage, absolutely. And absolutely. Basically, it's got the highest fire rate in the game, but the bullets only go about, like, 15. No, it's a shotgun, and it's got a submachine gun style fire rate.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go.
I was gonna say it's got to have like a cone shot, so it's just
perfectly
inaccurate if you're not close.
Yeah. So look for the Bullet Dragon.
That sounds that actually sounds pretty close to how I was Bullet Dragoning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Bob was the gunzerker, so he was shotgun one hand, submachine gun other hand.
Nice.
So pretty much it.
Combine those together.
Because if you have listened to Bob at any point in your entire life, you know that he took gunzerker.
Of course. Why would he take anything else?
Do you know that before I ever saw Borderlands 2, I knew that was going to be my choice because Bill hit me up on Facebook one day and he was like, just so you know, there is an ability called Sexual Tyrannosaurus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't care how that happens, but that will be me someday.
Yeah.
that is as far as I got. He said Sexual Tyrannosaurus, and I was like, I'm in. I don't know what we're doing, but I want to do it.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm in for, but I know I want it.
Exactly.
AndBetter.org.
New slogan.
AndBetter.org.
I don't know what it... We got some slogans. I don't know what I'm in for, but I want it. Beef down with the beef clown.
Beef down with the beef clown. Thanks again, John.
So amazing. Thanks, Eric, for coming out. Thanks, everybody out there, for listening. I appreciate that, especially if you stuck out this long. I mean, we had a good time. We had some commercial breaks in there.
This is probably the most fun I've had doing a podcast since like the first time we did the SodaCast.
That one was ridiculous.
It was so fun. It was the best idea I ever had.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you to Jonathan Colton for the use of our theme song Better. Since the recording of the last show, I have gotten verbal permission from him to use it. So we're not just kind of sneaking around going, it's Creative Commons. So thanks to him for that. That's cool.
I think
I'm all out of thanks. Thanks, Bob, for being there.
Thanks, Billy, for thanking me.
Thanks myself for deciding to do this.
There
thanks
we go.
Thanks to Eric for making Borderlands 2 sweet.
Absolutely.
Yep. Just thanks all around. All around. All right. We have
awesome.
You know what I'm gonna do? Just for this? I'm going to create a thank you dragon.
Just
going to breathe thank yous on everyone.
Sure. That's cool.
Yeah. That, you do that.
All right. So this has been, or wait, first of all, I'm Bill.
And I'm Bob.
And I'm special guest Eric.
And this has been a better show.
A better show.
We're in sync.
We're in sync.
So bye-bye, listeners.
Love you. And I wish it was different, but we're just not the same. At least we got someone.